Da Bears.
What is up? What is up? What the fuck is up?
Meow, meow, meow.
Welcome back. Episode 36 of the Bare Minimum Podcast.
36, holy shit.
Today is Wednesday, June 1st.
Who's the number 36? Do we have one?
No one off the dome.
Like Daniel Manning.
What about like...
No, he was 38.
That's not a bad poll, though. Like maybe... I don't know. Was Nathan Vasher?
No, I think it was like 44 or something. Anyways, what is up? The boys are back. Episode 36 of the Bare Minimum Podcast. Joined with the bestest friends in the whole goddamn world. Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
Dollar Dale's here.
Hey, everybody.
Sammy Stats is here.
What's going on, everybody?
Cameraman Sean, how you living?
Yo.
Hey.
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 We are, I'm Marcos, and again, we are the Bare Minimum Podcast. On Facebook, the Bare Minimum Podcast, Twitter, at the Bare Min Pod, Instagram up and running, the Bare Min Podcast on Twitter. If you're looking to sponsor the boys, tip jars open, guitar case is open. We're playing in the subway. Come leave us a couple Buskin. Singles.
Buskin.
You can hit us up on Venmo, guys, at the Bare Min Pod. My boys.
Fellas.
It brings me great joy.
What's up?
To be back with you guys and to ask you, how the hell we doing?
How was Rumspringa?
Oh, back from holiday.
Rumspringa!
Wow!
A little week off, a little breather.
Yeah.
A little
that was nice.
Recuperation.
Yeah, we missed you guys. All you guys, lovely listeners. Missed you guys a bunch, but it was definitely good to get a week off.
How's you guys Memorial Day? Weekend.
Memorial Day, honestly, like Memorial Day, I didn't do anything.
It was perfect.
It's just
got some shit done around the house.
Yeah. The older we get, the more and more those days off is like, hey.
Finally.
Enjoy this day. They can't make you work even if they wanted to. And you're just like at home crying. Like,
yeah, that place is locked.
And then every now and then there's that event that you're forced to go to. So you're like,
yeah, all right, yeah.
Tell us more about that, Dale.
Tell us about yours.
Nope, don't. All right, here we go.
All right. Awful. Guys, the indie party was a blast. Sam's mom.
Always a hit.
Shout out Sammy Stats, Mama McKinney.
Mama Stats.
Mama Stats. They host an annual indie party. And that was like last couple years through COVID. You know,
Indianapolis 500, not like indie music. For
well, that too. I mean, if you want to listen to like.
Oh, I guess.
Like the Strumbellas or something.
I could see Pappy getting down with some indie folk music.
Like bluegrass indie.
Exactly.
Blue sky.
So that was a ton of fun, dude. That's always a good time.
Big turnout this year.
Yeah, it's
big
it seems all the way back. I mean, they haven't. I think they missed 1 year in 32 years of owning that house. It's and that was the year
Dale died.
Dad Stats. Sorry. No, not you.
Papa Stats.
Papa Stats. Pappy went to the Indy 500. So,
fuck y'all.
You either come in with me or you're not.
The party is in the parking
the
lot.
The party's moving.
And
yeah, that's so awesome. Yeah, it's usually the party of the year. We didn't keep it going until 2 a.m. We've done that before.
We should try that one.
Getting
time.
A little older, boys.
Going until 2 a.m.
No, going to the Indy.
Oh, yeah. Would you guys rather go to the Indy 500 or the Kentucky Derby?
Kentucky Derby. I've been to the 500.
As a guy,
500 really is cool. It's an interesting experience. The issue is that
300,000 people.
Yeah, so it's incredibly vast, the size of this space in general. But like you are sitting directly in the sun for hours on end.
No shade.
And there's like you've just spent the last 3 or 4 hours drinking and eating with your friends and tailgating, and it's like, all right, now go bake.
Cook.
And like you can't hear anyone. It's really cool. It is a cool experience to do like the earplugs out for start your engines and that first lap as they go by. It's a really cool feeling. You can feel it through every bone in your body, but
you got 499 more, motherfucker.
Exactly. Like buckle up and bring some sunscreen.
Why people get ornery.
Ornery.
Plus the derb is like a week long event. If you go Monday through Sunday, you have races all week. You can just have a blast.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Plus my understanding is the whole town is a riot too when that's happening.
Oh, it's their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's make all your money.
For sure.
Guys, yeah. Oh
yeah, then we
Sean's
can mix
offering
the gambling
Monaco as an answer to
right
these
because the Churchill Downs for the Kentucky Derby
is
like the casino. So Duh. Monaco is like this track in Monaco,
Accurate. Makes sense.
Where all the rich casinos and everything are on the coast.
Guys, I'm going to risk it.
In Europe, and it's Formula One, and you go and you do an Airbnb, you gamble till 3 in the morning, you watch Formula One
cars.
They're
just racing in the streets of the city.
I'll stab a guess. Is Monaco in Portugal?
I think you're pretty close. I think it's the coast of France and Portugal.
Sean knows the answer to this question, I'm sure.
South of France, right next to Italy, it's its own.
That's country. There we go.
South of France, right next to Italy.
You're on right the right. The you're on the right sea. Yeah.
You guys are being gracious. Isn't Portugal on the other side of Spain? Like, technically, I'm pretty far off. So I appreciate. Yeah, exactly. Like,
oh
no,
man.
So I appreciate the support.
You could have hit it with a baseball.
I tried.
Gave it a
sometimes
shot.
Sometimes you gotta try.
Hey. I saw that stupid right, for a
anyone
second.
Anyone and everyone listening,
you gotta swing the bat.
Be real fucking run. Honest yeah. with yourself. Did you know where Portugal or Monaco was?
I just until right now I thought Morocco. So this is good.
Wait, Marcos, where's Morocco?
It's over there. Probably the other side of that big body of water right over there.
Hey, there we go.
I like this. Yeah. Big shout out to a couple of our friends. Big shout out to Newlyweds. Zach and Katie Rapp.
Let's go.
Went to their wedding. That was a big.
You went back to back.
Yeah, I went two weddings in a row. Because then afterwards, longtime listener, Gerg, shout out Gerg Roche and his wife, Annie. That was a blast, too. Two weddings back to back. I showed up to the indie party, like hungover.
Heard you got chopped up.
Dog. Good thing Honey like said she would be the DD that night, because your boy was in rough ass shape. Open bar.
That's how I felt leaving
outside
the rap.
Yeah, Marcos, most weddings are. Yeah.
I'm just surprised.
Still. Any hijinks?
Yeah. So let me tell you guys about this chaos.
Okay, I'm in.
Is this a leading question, Jake?
It is a leading question.
Oh, that's good podcasting. It took us 36 episodes. What a transition.
Damn.
Guys,
well practiced.
So shout out to a big fuck you.
I love that.
Longtime listeners, shout out Jardy.
Okay.
Grady and Bethany, big fans. Oh, you!
Oh, you owe Bethany three shots, four shots,
five shots.
I'm aware.
Three,
I'm
four. Well, call it five shots.
Partially
of
on me, I did forget about the bottle of Malort on top of the fridge.
I was going to
remind you too.
You know what? We'll post a video
compounding
to the Twitter.
Interest.
Hey,
now you owe six shots,
Jake.
You do.
I'll just start taking them.
What's the juice?
We'll put
on
it
that?
On the Twitter.
Yeah. All right. Shot one.
Daily shot.
So Grady was there, and also Jose. Also a Packers shareholder. Grady owns two shares as well, I learned over the weekend. So Grady and Jose together.
So he throws away money too.
Yeah, sets it on fire. So anyways, I'm having a conversation with Grady outside after ceremony, after dinner.
About
just hanging
what?
Out. Fantasy baseball.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
We were talking trades.
Oh.
Right? Hey, come on, mind your business. Okay. So all of a sudden, I feel a tap on my shoulder and I am interrupted. Middle of a conversation. It's my good buddy, Jose. One of the groomsmen in the wedding looking dapper. I said, what's up, brother? Brown brother. What's good?
Okay.
He says, hey. Pulls out this flask and he goes, hey, you want some cazadores? And I was like, cazadores? I'm like, all they have here is Jose Cuervo, silver. I'm like, yeah, I want some cazadores. I'm fucking excited.
For the less brown listeners.
Yeah, so got some tequila.
It's very good.
Open up the flask and man, you guys know big swigs. Two of them, gulp, gulp, and before I can even swallow, you hear Grady.
You got caught.
It's fucking Malort.
Oh,
and I take the flask
damn
down.
Shit. Oh, that's wonderful.
And I just look at Jose, and the best part of the whole thing, Jose just does a quick little Kobe fist bump, walks 15 feet away, starts having a conversation with a random group.
Like it never happened.
Like, oh, like it never happened. Lord. He drive-by'd me. It's on site.
He Jose had
Grady.
Welcome to the club.
Clock. Jose,
welcome
well
to the
done.
Club of on site.
Sideways out the window and said, hey, Marcos, fuck your couch yeah. and kept driving.
It was not good. It was not good.
That is wonderful.
One of the best gots I've ever had.
Boozled. And that's getting got with Marcos.
Yeah,
I've been had.
Ooh. Big happy birthday to my dog.
Hey.
Also, his fourth birthday, guys.
Oh,
good friend, though.
He got pancakes.
He got pancakes.
Man, the old man.
Got some pancakes.
I got to see him twice this past week. I was excited.
Just he's fucking love dogs.
Me
what
too.
Do we do to deserve dogs?
We don't.
Guys.
Mikey now tells people for me, like, yeah, he's going to ask to touch your dog. Yeah.
Mikey hates kids.
Mikey does hate
that.
Kids.
I heard that.
Guys, anything else right now? because we got some stuff to get into in these sports minutes.
Let's do it.
Moving on.
Wait, one thing quickly.
What's up?
Just one thing.
Looking at a map now, I was pretty close with Portugal. It's pretty
that's
close.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, you're, like it's really close. Yeah, go that's like around. Saying
with a baseball.
That yeah, it's like
an expression.
I mean, like that's close. Also, Morocco is right there next to Portugal. That's what I was thinking. We were right there.
Yo, you. So, have you seen? Right,
just saving face.
Quick tangent. Have you seen those waves? Any videos of those waves in Portugal? Those people surfing those 100-foot waves by those cliff sides. Mm-hmm. Oh my God! Just look up a picture of it sometime. It doesn't make sense.
I immediately thought people were in a stadium going, "Woo!"
Oh no! Oh my God! It's this
like,
event.
What's up? What's
it's
going
this
on?
Event they do like one time a year. The tide gets like this, and they're literally 100-foot waves, and these fuckers go out and surf them.
Where is this?
Portugal. The coast of Portugal. It's insane.
Those incredible Portuguese.
Look it up out there sometime, guys. Just had to bring that up. It is mind-blowing.
This is my fault. And it's getting okay. into it's it, okay. Marcos. Sorry, everybody.
Guys, so getting into some sports minutes.
This is my fault.
We'll go around the city of Chicago. We will touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams. We will also, as is tradition, we'll get into some NHL playoffs, and we'll talk a little NBA playoffs, too. Producer Jake, what's going on with the Blackhawks?
Nothing. It's off season. Yeah, we're coasting. We're waiting for the draft.
When is draft?
Crunching the numbers.
Please hold. Please hold. July 7th through the 8th.
Oh wow, we're a month away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about the NHL playoffs? What's going on there? Yeah.
Spicy.
Spicy. I think Jake Electric. Would say if you're not watching this Avalanche Oilers yeah. series, what are
so
you doing?
Obviously, the Avalanche dispatched the Blues. Nathan MacKinnon is on a fucking mission.
Is there anything better than the Blues losing in the playoffs?
I love it.
It's the best.
It's the best. It.
Feels right.
Man, they
so outside good. Of the Wild getting bounced in the first round.
Only thing that would
well,
make
no,
it better.
Well, no, because we wanted them to go deep.
But they didn't, so consolation
but they didn't, so fuck them.
Only thing that would be better would be a sad Jim
suck.
Tortorella.
Edmonton wins the battle for Alberta, 4-2 in their series. Dispatches them, done. So now we get the dream Western Conference final matchup. You get Connor McDavid, Nathan MacKinnon, Edmonton versus Avalanche. Edzo last night on the broadcast, before the game has started, he goes, this game's going to come down to whichever goalie doesn't give up six. And goddamn, did both of them give up six.
Oh, was this a 6-8, 6-9 thing?
Yeah. 8-7.
By the end of like the Jesus. Second, man. Eight, by the end of the Jesus second. Christ.
It was 7-4 like in the second period. I mean.
Incredible.
Just, if you love scoring, especially in hockey, watch this series. Anytime Connor McDavid's on the ice, you'll be blown away. Anytime Nathan MacKinnon's on the ice, you'll be blown away. They're both so, so good. Connor McDavid played the last 3 minutes of the game. Just didn't get out. They're down.
He couldn't.
Down one goal. He played the last, and I think out of the last seven, he played 5.5 minutes.
Came off for a breather. Yeah. Got a TV timeout.
Yeah, with a TV timeout, a stoppage, and a regular timeout, he ended up playing the last like 5.5, 6 minutes of that game.
They had a shot to tie
he's
it.
He's incredible.
They did.
He's so good. Awesome. Yeah, Leo Draisaitl could have tied that game. But, I mean, it's so good. The over every game is going to be like 9.5, 10, I swear.
Probably, yeah.
Who do you got in this series?
Avalanche.
Yeah, you can't bet against them.
I think the Avalanche.
Patrick Waugh?
Both goalies suck, but I think the Avalanche have everything else. They have, obviously, their own superstar, but they have the defense. They have the depth. The Oilers kind of have, like, their top line and a little bit of a second line and then third and fourth bodies.
Yeah, my guy Jake over here says the netminders are no good, but everybody else pretty hot, you mm-hmm. know.
Mm-hmm. So. And then in the East, you have Rangers versus Tampa. That one could go either way. Tampa's really fucking good. They're looking for 3 in a row.
They don't deserve a
that's an annoying
team.
Uniform
Tampa's
matchup.
Just like a,
it is. You're right.
A really annoying little uniform matchup.
A little tough. Obviously, I love the I love Panarin on the Rangers. So I'm going for Rangers.
Good old bread man.
Don't want the Lightning winning three in a row. So I'm going Rangers. Bun? Get Rangers Avalanche in the finals. Let's ride.
Sick. Rangers are young, I guess.
That's hockey with producer Jake.
Hockey.
Moving on to the Chicago Bulls. Guys, not a lot on the Bulls front.
Okay.
Rumor has it, as expected, when free agency opens, the Bulls will be offering Zach LaVine the max. That's going to be a five-year, $212 million deal.
Let me get a taste of that.
So Zach LaVine, if he leaves on his own accord, he could sign a free agent deal with somebody else. Max would be 4 years for $184 million.
Mm-hmm.
The Bulls don't have a ton of cap space. They could go into the luxury and use the bird rights to offer him that money. That's why this is the best situation for everybody.
Okay.
Questions?
How you feeling?
I'm scared.
Okay,
cool.
Strictly because...
Tell me more.
Arturis was talking in an interview the other day, and he was talking about how basically admitting that, hey, this team is not good enough, which I agree. But then he's saying we have to find a better version of this team. So it just is. You know there's going to be
more of the same.
You know there's going to be movement.
Possibly,
but
yes.
You just wonder who's getting traded. I just worry about like Patrick Williams. Like I worry about pieces like that. I just hope if we move somebody, if Zach LaVine gets signed and traded, we just get a return that's like worth it.
The thing is, Patrick Williams is probably the only piece of real value right now that you could get like anything good for, right? So I could see that happening. But you also think then, so they do trade him, right? For like a small, like a short-term piece.
Like a 1 or 2 year, like that, nothing
and
more.
And then if that fails, if
no
that...
point.
Well, hold on, Dale. And then if that fails, you can trade everything and start from scratch.
But the thing is, if that fails, you've already run the course of every contract that you have currently on the team.
I think that's the point.
Well, right. There's no trading anyone. They're all gone. Well, starting from, right. I'm with you.
That's the point. This is one methodology. This is one way you could take it.
I hear you. I am not ejecting from this crashing plane until it hits the ground.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, you're right. That's one option when your plane is crashing. That is one option.
Because we didn't really do...
I don't think our plane is crashing. Our plane is not crashing.
The goal is to win a championship, and I think we can all agree, and I think AK is saying that this team does not win a championship.
It's not crashing. It's flying around running out of fuel.
So...
In like, circles.
What are you getting for the pieces that you have?
Well, yeah, you just have to find a different combination of the set. That's the same game that 25 NBA franchises play every single summer.
Agreed.
We'll figure it
but
out.
But we think we're one of the good ones. We think we're one of the best ones.
No, I don't think
he,
we're there yet.
It doesn't seem from that interview like he's got a skewed perspective of what they are. He knows what he wants to be. He's going to find a way to get there.
I guess to wrap this up, it's just nice to know that like complacency, like the old regime would have said, hey, you know, we're just banging our heads against the wall and we're just going to run this back because we, for whatever reason, whatever excuse was queued up that week, you know, that's why we're going to run it back because we owe it to ourselves. And who knows, we might see the same version of this Bulls team and it is just talk.
We will.
But it's nice to hear that like there's an acknowledgement that, hey, we need to get better and it's not just we need to play better. I need to construct a better roster and make additions as you can.
And what I was trying to get to eventually was that this team also has not this or this regime also has not attempted a full rebuild.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what that is. I don't love the
just
idea
just tearing everything
down.
But
it'd be interesting, right?
Yeah. That is on the table.
They haven't gotten a shot.
Hate that. But we'll move on. We'll talk NBA playoffs, guys.
If I may.
Take it away, Jake.
Marcos.
Yes?
Would you like to release a statement?
Look, I say some dumb shit on this podcast.
Okay? it's been two weeks. Should we rehash?
Please do.
Said dumb shit.
Have you let the wine? Have you let the wine breathe? Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. Have you let the what?
Let it breathe. Yeah. Have you let the wine breathe? Have you
the snifter?
Yeah. Have you put it through the aerator or whatever? Just how's that take taste?
As people try to like hold him
There's back. A little lead in here. He I can't get it quite them, accurate.
And his hand is their entire chest. Move. That,
shout
so
out, Boban.
Now
he's
that
the best.
Sets up a Warriors and Mavericks series.
I sound like this.
I think a lot of people aren't going to give the Mavericks a big chance, and I beg to differ. I think that when it comes time, stars shine. And there is no in this series right now, hot take, there is no bigger star in this series right now than Luka Doncic. Shines brighter than Steph, shines brighter than Clay, Draymond, all those guys.
Yeah. Sean, zoom in on Marcos's face. it is beet red.
No star shines brighter than Luka Doncic. Brighter than Steph. Brighter Clay. Than Draymond.
Bars.
Them all.
Absolute
I
bars,
named
bro.
Them
bro.
All, bro.
Your flow was impeccable.
And if I remember, all of us were immediately like, that's fucking bad.
Like, oh, dude. Jose?
Look, I looked like, Don't sign my name on that. My
Jose
name is
sent
not on that contract.
Jose sent a shit to like the Facebook page.
Oh,
like,
I saw it and I loved it after. Immediately.
Like literally the morning after he heard some disrespectful shit. Yeah, hey, what do you want me to do? If I get that right and the Mavs beat him in fucking four games,
dancing
five games
on the table.
I'm the fucking Oracle, okay? Sometimes
I've called it
sometimes
shot.
You shoot and you miss.
Like I said, you can't hit a home run if you don't swing the stick.
Yeah, you got to swing it.
Big fan of your work, Jose. You're welcome to come back again and guest star an episode. Big fan of your work. Come on by.
Come through, homie.
Yeah, since we last talked, the Golden State Warriors won that series 4-1. Just completely outmatched.
Another gentleman's sweep?
Yeah, in every single aspect. Oh. They just I love that bit.
Questions from the audience.
They just played so much. They played so much better than the Mavs did. The Mavs, like most teams, they need some sort of rim presence. You need some sort of defending presence down there. What's up, Dale?
Poor Luka. Like, there's you look at that roster, there's no one else in that
team.
Oh,
God, no.
No one else. Well, and he took them
you
that
got Jalen Brunson. You got
Jalen Brunson.
Why does Porzingis suck?
Spencer Dinwiddie.
Sure, he's like 6'1", maybe. Yeah. Like, he does not penetrate well, it seems.
They
I don't
need
know.
They need but another.
But I'm not going to act like I know the Mavs that well, but I mean, if Spencer Dinwiddie in 2022 is like, yeah, that's our number two, I can't think that's a good option. I don't think that's as bad as the Bulls situation. We just don't have a Luka Doncic on our team.
Always, always remember that because Nico Mirotic went on like a 3-week heater, the Bulls ended up with the 7th pick again because they won all those games in that stretch.
Yep.
And he could have just stayed bad.
We could have had Luka. Yep. Could have had Luka.
Good a lot of
things. Oh, I love this country.
Yeah. So the Warriors advance. They are fantastic. So good. Well coached. Scores. I'm sorry. Hand up on that one. I said some dumb shit. In the Eastern Conference. Celtics Heat went 7 games. That was a boring ass series. Like it was fun to watch, you know, Jimmy in the playoffs and stuff, but I mean, that was a
Let
boring
me ask
series.
You this now.
Yeah.
What do you think?
About Jimmy?
Top 14?
Is he a superstar? I'm not asking you as if the answer is obviously yes following that series, but we've seen him do some cool shit in the playoffs now.
Is it weird that I think if Jimmy hit more threes, he'd be a superstar.
I mean, if he hits one more three, I think we think he's a superstar.
I mean, I think you could insert if that statement with
I'm
any
with you.
NBA.
That's
player.
What I'm saying. So,
yeah.
Like, does he if his three?
That's why I'm
if his 3-point shooting percentage is better.
Yeah.
I think it moves him up into the top 10 for me, and he's a superstar.
Jimmy's Miami's superstar.
You could,
yeah,
convince
I see where
me
you're at
that
there.
Like. Jimmy's in his early 30s at this point, I would assume.
I think he's mm-hmm. 30.
Something
he's
like that.
Right at that. Right
I would assume it. That like, if he was a few years younger, he would be the next man up. But he's already that much older. Like, Jimmy's not going to overtake very many people at the top. You could probably persuade me that he's like the man outside looking in at the superstar group.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. If you were to do a cartoon, like, reenactment.
He's I mean, I put Jason Tatum far ahead of him.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
And I mean, that's what his competition was. I don't God know. I wouldn't put Jaylen Brown ahead of him, but Jason Tatum for sure.
So we've got like in the
Brown.
Championship
oh,
game.
Jaylen Brown, down to sports.
Yes.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown.
I saw that.
That works okay.
Man, dude, that fucking game seven, if Jimmy hits that shot.
Yeah.
You guys watch the end of that
game?
Yeah,
one more three.
Yep.
Well, one more three.
And I just have a beef with that
off
shot.
Off the front.
See, you have a beef with no, that shot?
There were 11 seconds. There were still 11 seconds on the clock.
You had six. You had like 16 seconds. He shot that. He was one-on-one with Al Horford going backwards. So I get it. If he makes this shot, again, I'm the Oracle. But it's not necessarily, like, we know how that shot ended out.
This is the Bulls in the elimination games when DeMar pushed it up and just took a shot with like 12 seconds left on the shot clock when they were still competitive and everyone went, what are you doing?
See, this was game seven at home. Oof. With when you're down two, I get going for the lead, but you had Horford going backwards. And I know it's just hindsight now, but it's like, damn,
you push,
man,
that ball.
You push that ball. You get to the rim, but hindsight.
Yeah.
So
let Jimmy shoot.
Yeah.
I don't mind him taking the shot, but with that much time on the clock, you probably step back and take a better shot.
It's his team. He'll wear it.
That is a perfect statement to end with, is it's his team and they'll be there next year or be close.
Yep. Kyle Lowry said it. This is a wasted year.
Yeah.
Any year that's not a championship.
They were also missing sixth man of the year.
Yeah.
Tyler Hero.
Poor guy. So it sets up Celtics Warriors. That's going to be a good series.
Tyler Hero could have had that.
Does that
shot
start today or tomorrow?
He shoots the lights out of the ball.
He wouldn't have been playing defense. He'd have been standing in the corner waiting, just waiting for that ball.
Yeah. When does this championship series start?
Starts tomorrow.
Tonight, doesn't it?
No, tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Tonight.
You're listening.
Today.
By the way, you can pretty much lock up Steph for finals MVP, right?
Unless if the Celtics win.
Sure.
It's true.
So you can bet pretty confidently, given the options, that it will be Steph.
Warriors.
Because if the Warriors win, it is Steph. He's never got his finals MVP.
I mean,
it's true.
So it is Steph or Jaylen.
Yeah, it still has. Yes, that still has to perform.
I think
they're not just going to give it to him. Yeah. If someone scores like averages 10 more than him, they're not. He's not getting MVP.
Fair.
See, I don't care.
That's where I'm not told.
This isn't Leo in that fucking bear movie.
The Revenant.
Oh, I fucking hate that movie. Leonardo DiCaprio breathes heavily for 2 hours.
I say bear Buckle movie, up. That bears in the movie for like
10
five
seconds.
Such a bad movie. Guys,
bear beat his
that's
ass.
What he won the is that that's the one he won the Oscar for, right?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Just awful
of all the ones.
Mm-hmm. That's just awful.
Correct.
Ugh, not the podcast to air that grievance. Ugh.
Speaking of Bears, moving on to the beloved. Not much is going on with the Chicago Bears. Yeah, roster pretty much looks like what it is.
Insert some cricket noises. Jeff.
I think you will start.
Tevin Jenkins lost a bunch of weight. He's trimmed down. He's like fucking.
Everybody has.
Okay.
Because Juan Castillo apparently was like, I saw some shit that like Eric over at Sports Mockery did where he was saying that like the old, like Juan Castillo has basically been left behind. The old Bears offensive lineman coach.
Who is Juan Castillo?
He's the old Bears offensive line coach.
Okay.
So he was like, he wanted all his offensive linemen to be like 350 pounds, like old school, like big run blocking tackles. And Poles came in and said, nah.
We need polling guards.
I thought our O-line coach was this guy from Notre Dame.
That was Heastan.
That was Harry Heastan back in the day, but I don't know where this guy's.
It's turned over.
Yeah, but he basically, like, they all agree, light, trim, good stuff. So I'm excited. But
modern.
I think we'll start to see, if we're going to see additions, we'll see him at the June 1 cuts here on, like, today was the day because we're listening on June 1st, or we're recording on June 1st. So you got to get your roster down a little bit. You'll see some cuts, and then maybe you add some veterans or something like that.
You got to figure that the Bears are one of, and of course, it's not like I follow every team like that religiously, but they have to be one of the most aggressive teams for those veteran one-year prove-it deals just because they got holes at every single position for the most part. So at that point, why not? Like, why not give insert veteran here a one-year deal worth a tenth of his value or whatever that situation may be? You know what I mean is
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They
I guess
be
you
more
just,
aggressive.
I guess we'll be able to tell what the philosophy and what the game plan, like what the big picture plan is, because if you start to see a bunch of these additions, I think they think then that they're better than they are. But if you see them not really add much and we're running out with who we're running out, I mean, then they might kind of be resigned to their fate and say, hey, if we're going to be bad, we're going to be bad with our people getting our reps instead of these one-year guys to go get paid somewhere else. You don't want to be the launching board for somebody else.
So I guess my concern is that there are multiple position groups where we are marching out rookies expecting starter minutes. Like, our top three cornerbacks right now are Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon, and Vildor or Gibson Jr. Senior,
Thomas,
excuse me.
Graham, whatever.
Or excuse Graham, not Gibson. Graham. So yeah, like,
close enough.
You'll have some free agent moves, but again, like,
that does not inspire confidence.
It's what's your it's. It all goes back to what's your big what's your plan.
If so, is the goal this year to have the not to have the first overall pick, but like, are we resigned
top
to
half.
That?
Top half, I think, would be the idea.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, you were already top half.
Again, that's where I'm turning. Like I told you guys last time we recorded, I'm inching a little more and more towards like.
So what do you want them to do? I'm just curious, and this is obviously a bigger conversation for a later time. But tease it now. Like, what is if Marcos is GM? What is your dream record for this season?
Oh, 3-14.
And the first overall pick?
Top three, top
sure.
five.
Yeah, slap it's all the same at that point.
Yeah, give me some.
You have so many holes that three or five, yeah. It doesn't
slap
matter.
A jungle cat on my chest, call me the Jaguars. I don't care. Yeah, just give me the first pick.
Throw me the first pick.
We all looked at him like, what does that mean? What did you just say on this podcast?
They always have the first
that
pick.
Better
guys.
Not
like,
be
come
a
on.
Bad thing.
I mean, yeah, I'd love for them to have a top pick. I'd love for them to be able to trade back, get multiple picks, continue to acquire talent. I mean, but we'll see. I wouldn't be surprised if they go out there and win 7-8 games. It's my life as a Bears fan. They go 8-9, and then
fantastic.
We're picking 16 again. It doesn't matter who's in charge.
Love it.
That's my fucking life.
I feel like the last month I've had multiple conversations where people have had or have made the same comments that you and I made right after the draft of like, oh, they traded back. They didn't get anything. They didn't get stars. And it's the same conversation that all four of us had. We're like, no, actually, like, you had so many holes, and you know the percentage chance on hitting on a fourth or fifth rounder.
The blind rationalization.
Yeah, just bring it out. Oh yeah, and it's immediate, and then everyone immediately goes, "That Kool-Aid tastes good. I'll have some of that." But anyway, that's Bears talk.
Big RIP to Marion Barber. Marion Barber passed away today.
Oh, the running back,
old Bears running back.
Yeah, Bears in Dallas.
Yeah, he played for the Cowboys too.
That's too bad.
I just remember him from not getting out of bounds and just fumbling that ball. I'm really sorry. I know the body's still warm. Rest in peace. I'm thinking about your lap. But
I knew he was going to do it.
Oh, my God.
You say a nice thing about
him
now.
I knew he was going to do it.
He was a great, serviceable backup running back in the league.
Move forward.
All right, that'll do.
Just change.
That's what he should have done.
And now just no,
nope.
You fucking, nope. You are fucking.
We had it,
lost it. God,
moving on. What's going on with the Chicago Cubs?
I want everyone listening to know that I tried. I tried to redeem this podcast.
Nah. It's okay, dude.
That's all right.
We know what this is.
I'm out. Sam, take it over.
Yeah, Cubs are 20-29. We are fourth in the division. It's great. Playing the Brewers as we speak. Well, it won't be done by the time you listen to this.
Oui.
Yeah. The
oui.
Yes. Yes.
Especial.
The formal oui. Let's see. Suzuki's on the IL.
He hurt his fingy.
Yep. He's been batting 180 for like the last 2 weeks, which is
not me with a fucking ticket
that,
on
so.
Seiya Suzuki for MVP.
MVP? I thought you were gonna say rookie of the year.
Not me.
The only okay, guys, the only guy ahead of him right now that or has moved to even odds with Suzuki is Mackenzie Gore, from the Padres.
Yep.
Rookie pitcher. He's pretty damn good so far. Like a 1 ERA. So yeah, this is what we thought it was gonna be. We're not as bad as the Reds, I think.
Three games better
than the Reds, and three games worse than Jake. Take it away with the Sox minute.
Real quick, remember last week, and I'm like, hey, you've got like 8 games coming up, or whatever the number was. Like, you've got the Pirates, the Diamondbacks, and the Pirates again right after.
Yeah.
We lost like 7
most
of those
of them.
9 games.
Most of them, yeah.
But we won that Padres series.
Oh, yeah. But we beat the Padres.
That's baseball, baby. Yeah.
We split
it's
with
baseball,
the Reds.
Right?
We split with
also,
the Reds.
Also, once again, you've seen the totals. Bet the over. Yeah, I think you're winning more than half the games at this point. But hit the over.
It's a winner right there.
That is.
Patrick Wisdom.
Dude,
still hits tots.
Yeah, that's all he does though. It's tots, strikeouts. He is Joey Gallo.
He's a pretty good
base.
Fielder.
He's Joey Gallo at third base. Well, yeah, like, he's a plus infielder.
And he also plays a corner outfield. So like Joey Gallo's not a bad comp. I feel like Joey Gallo hits more bombs though.
I don't know why I thought of this. Can I just bring this up real quick? Since it's baseball related. You guys see, I noticed that Anthony Rizzo was playing in the Blue Jays series.
Yeah.
That means Riz is vaccinated.
Yeah.
That boy got to New York and they said, do you want this money?
They were in Toronto?
Oh, I think this was an article that came out a while back. Like, it came down to, it was New York stopped requiring it.
You can't go to Toronto.
You can't go to,
if you're not vaccinated.
Can't cross the border.
Yeah. So, that's why everybody shuffles their lineup or
he
whatever.
Was there.
Yeah. Everyone says, yeah, I'll take the check.
You want these pinstripes? Stick yourself in the eye.
Shave your mustache and take the shot. There
yeah, I don't think he got it to go to the casino in Toronto, but.
Producer Jake, what's going on with the White Sox? Man, what the
casinos
fuck
are
is
Windsor.
Going on with the White Sox?
Same old, same old. Just
tell us about it.
500 baseball.
Hey!
Just shooting themselves in the foot. Always hurt. Everyone's hurt. What? See, why does it have to be...
No, let him go. Let him go.
Why does it have to be Tim? Why does it have to be Eloy?
I love Tim.
Why does it have to be Luis Robert? Why is it not fucking Luis?
Don't wish injury on people.
I'm not wishing. I'm just saying we're having injuries, why not someone else?
I'm just saying injuries happen, and I'd rather it was to him.
I'd rather it be one of the non-top six.
On the bright side, Dallas Keuchel's DFA'd.
Dallas Keuchel got DFA'd. It was a dream come true to start the Crosstown series, only to go to the game and be so sorely disappointed.
Yeah, how was that?
Fine. It was a fun time. They lost.
Your tailgate setup was fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you for grilling. That was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the W as well.
It's only your second one in the last 10 games against the Sox.
Dude,
so you're
pretty
welcome.
Sick.
I'm glad you could witness it.
Hey, man.
Glad you did too, bitch. Sorry, I didn't mean that. You're my friend. Whoa. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to call you that. Mm-hmm.
You better unbitch him right now.
How does one
figure it out, bro?
Sorry, homie. There you go.
I have a fun stat. Do you guys want to hear a fun stat?
Yeah, I love fun stats.
I'm addicted.
Especially at your favorite team's expense.
Yeah. So since 2020, the White Sox have played 35 games with all six of Anderson, Robert, Abreu, Jimenez, Moncada, and Grandal. Since 2020, only 35 games.
You're paying so much, not that much money, but still a good amount of money too.
In those 35 games, they're 24-11. Would be real nice if these sons of bitches can stop getting hurt. And it's all leg injuries. Fire the training staff to the moon. Get a new one. I don't know.
Tired legs.
You have to stop letting Eloy play the field.
Eloy's coming back. He's doing his rehab assignment right now.
But he is now a DH.
I think he should be because we have Vaughn needs first. To be playing every day. Vaughn's
in left.
Right.
That guy can hit.
Put him in right. Have Pollock play left.
Sure. Yeah.
Or you could put
that
Vaughn
works
left.
Both ways.
You
could
put
exact same
it
thing.
Doesn't matter. Sure. Yeah. And then just shade Robert to one side.
Can you shade Robert to both sides?
Yes. I'm going to say yes. Yes, you can.
La Pantera.
He's that fast. Lance Lynn doing his rehab assignment. He's expected to go 3 games before coming back. He already did 1. So hopefully soon. Tim, groin strain. Supposed to be back in like 3 weeks. He's already running again. He says it's not really affecting him that as badly as it looked. So hopefully he's back soon and we can get the whole squad together again, because goddamn is this team frustrating. And then last night, should have won that game against the Blue Jays, but fucking Danny Mendick
can't run the bases.
What the fuck
That's
are you doing? Unexcusable.
I heard Jake from the kitchen. He's like, what happened? I'm like, you're gonna love it.
It's just unbelievable. You can't make that mistake, especially with the play right in front of you.
Mm-mm.
It just makes no sense. Also, guys, you can't have... I can't believe I'm saying this. You can't have Yasmani Grandal lead off.
Dude, So on Twitter, White Sox Dave was like, I honestly don't hate this move. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? We bitch and moan about Tony's inability to set a lineup based analytically, and this is so far from analytically correct, it blows my mind. He's having the worst year of his career. Batting average, slugging, OPS, everything.
He has one of the worst recorded OPSs through this portion, like ever recorded.
Slugging 280.
Slugging
280. It's awful.
Watching him run the bases is a thing of beauty.
And why is the slowest batter on the team leading off?
Because he gets walks, apparently?
No.
No.
Yeah, that's how he goes around the bases, too, just walking.
This is negligent.
I hope they get swept by the Blue Jays and Tony gets fired. I don't know what... Like, it's the decision-making is awful.
I had a good friend ask me recently, and I didn't know the answer. Can you DFA a manager?
I asked that.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. That's right.
Good friend.
And
oh, one of the best. Not a bitch.
I wish you could.
Not a bitch.
Not a bitch. Thank you.
I said one of the best. Sorry. You didn't hear me because you were...
Oh.
Dale, just kissed Jake.
Sean, did you get that?
Got a hot
hoop. Spicy chili. Right?
Yeah. So they're driving me crazy. They're already losing to the Blue Jays in the second game. The Dylan Cease bet, I think if it's at 8.5, you might pump the brakes. It's lost the last two times, and they're catching up to, he
pumped strikeouts. Kopech was 4.5 tonight.
Yeah, I took that. I think he's already at 5, so.
Yeah, that was I think he had Blue Jays tonight, right?
They're playing the Blue Jays, right, yes.
Dude, if I can pump that.
Can I just ask a question real quick?
Who are you asking?
Sup?
The group or me?
I guess you, and I'm going to CC the gang.
Okay, carbon copy.
Don't bother. Just don't send it to me.
Just reply all.
If I don't need, if I'm CC'd, you don't need to talk.
No,
to
me add that. Me for visibility.
Don't.
No, BCC me.
Cover your own ass.
At what point do we consider the Grandal contract one of the worst contracts, like free agent signings in Chicago history?
That's crazy for you to say, saying as how your team signed Jason Hayward to like a $200 million.
Paid him double.
No. I said one of. I can acknowledge that team has made some dumbass moves too, but he's got a ring, so yes, thank you
Jason
very much.
Jason Hayward gave a speech, baby.
Yeah. Carlos Boozer, you know,
don't
another
you
one of
forget
those.
It.
They're bad free agent signings. It's just, it's going to go down as one of the... This is what Jerry gets for trying to spend money. This is what happened when I tried to spend money.
He didn't even spend money. He spent $75 million.
He spent the most the White Sox have ever spent, which by comparison to every other team, not a lot.
This was
not
just a regular deal.
We broke a record.
This just spent the regular deal on the wrong guy.
Yes, yeah, so that's gone great.
Moving on. Sammy Stats, get us into this week's Sammy Stats Questions of the Week.
Sammy Stats Questions of the Week.
Doo, 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 doo.
All right, guys. Let's put our thinking caps on. Questions.
I don't have one week, today.
Week. Dale?
No.
Give me a one. One or a two?
Two.
Two it is. You're trapped in a video game.
Okay.
And you have to play your way out.
Okay.
Well, I'm talking Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What year is it?
Oh.
You get to choose the game. What game are you choosing?
And if I die, I die, or I just live a lifetime of like trying to
see. I couldn't decide. Like, maybe you've got like, because it depends on the mechanics of the game, you know. So it's like you go back to the beginning of the level. Can you be trapped in there forever,
okay,
or you figure it out? You know what I'm saying?
Can you wake up dead?
You will probably not believe this, and you may not either, but I think you can vouch for this. Do you remember when Halo 2 came out?
I do recall.
Do you remember when we had your birthday party at the Hampton Inn?
Yeah, and we had to steal we stole the TV from the lobby to play
the reason,
video games.
The reason
there were no aux ports in the room.
So this is the reason I bring this up. At that point in time, my older brother Jables and I, we did one thing, and it was play fucking Halo. Jake, I used to beat the fuck out of all these kids. I mean,
kids.
Oh, it was everyone that we played with. Like, I was hands down the best
they're
player
six.
At this birthday party. There were nine of us, I think.
Combat
but, like, I was hands down
six.
The best player. And then everyone caught up with me and then got way better, obviously, because I'm dog shit at it now.
Yeah, but so, that was a thing at one point.
There was a point in time where I was that much better than everyone at Halo. And so, because of that, Halo 2.
I think you guys are looking at this wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going Animal Crossing all the way.
Yeah. See, I'm doing a Super Nintendo Kirby Dream Course. I
don't okay.
Play Kirby right. Dream Course. It's basically golf, but you're Kirby. And
do you have to beat people at golf?
But you're
Kirby. Yeah, like no. See, you have to
do you
beat
shoot
the game.
Ball with your mouth.
Yeah, you have to win.
You put your mouth
so,
around
like,
it. Like,
are
this.
You confident in your golf game?
I mean, that, yeah.
Marcos.
I mean, depending on the setting, I just got to finish.
My man's
you
panicking.
You see how quickly
right
that
now?
Went from yeah to, well, I mean.
What the fuck am I going to play? Mike Tyson's Punch Out?
Tecmo Bowl.
I'm going to play fucking Madden? No.
I was going to say, because you would be you in Madden. Oh, yeah. Do you want your stats?
Oh, no.
No.
Jake.
I just. Fable.
Jake is still mulling
Fable.
This.
I just Fable. Around, just run around and kill chickens.
Jake used to play games for money, so it's not as fair.
Now he does other things for money.
Hey.
Jake, what
yeah, but those are all multiplayer games. What? Those are all multiplayer
yeah,
games.
Yeah, I'm trying to stick to campaign. Sure.
Like story. Oh.
You're not dependent on other people.
Paperboy.
Okay.
Paperboy.
Okay.
Paperboy.
Okay. Boy, okay. You get eaten by a dog. You're done.
Yeah, but then I could go over some sick rams.
Okay. All right. That's not bad. Like Crazy Taxi. All I got to do is pick some wily characters up and drop them off in time.
That's a good question.
I probably just have to go with the game I know best, and it'd be Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Okay. All right. You're a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty sick.
You're a nerd.
I'll go... No, because Animal Crossing, you know, do you really win?
You're honestly just stuck forever. You're
forever.
You just keep going.
I'm just
There's
crossing.
No
Roller coaster
Dude,
tycoon.
I'm just crossing. I think if I had to choose one that I could play through, has a finite ending... I'm going with James Bond GoldenEye campaign.
The correct answer was Pokemon original version.
Yeah, I thought about that too on the Game
pretty
Boy.
Pretty good,
but yeah, like, man. Are we just counting the end as like beating the Elite Four, or do you? Have
well, because that yeah. then you also then I have to think.
Do you
about,
have to
like,
catch them all?
No, I mean you have to beat Gary
because
at the end of the Pokedex. At the end of Ocarina of Time, you get sent
a blowjob
back in time.
What version was that?
So, do you ever X. finish the Ocarina
Wait,
of Time?
Wait, that would actually be sick. So, like, no time has actually passed. For you outside the game, you go back in time, and it's like you just experienced it and didn't have to lose any of this beautiful life.
Kate left, so I'm unsupervised for the rest of the year.
Where a laptop at?
Where a laptop at? It's right here. But it's a work laptop. We
anything else you guys would
they
like to
They won't know
add?
What you're doing, Dale. I'm in IT.
There's a friendlier version of this question. There's a friendlier version of this question where I ask you, you get one day. You get one day to spend in a video game. What video game do you choose?
Grand Theft Auto. The one I saw on the website last night.
Super Smash Brothers. I'm Falcon punching every bitch into oblivion.
I'm going with Grand Theft Auto. Like,
play
on.
This game.
Yeah. And I'm walking out. No, I'm done.
I bet you
nope.
can't. Bet you can't last, nope. Marcos.
No. I do.
You can't last 5 minutes.
And I'm walking out 6 inches nice. Longer.
Pervert. I do Rocket League. If I could spend a day in a game,
oh,
that'd
that's
be cool.
A good one.
I'll just do Rocket
dude.
League. I can't mm-hmm. die. Mm-hmm. That'd be fun times.
Mm-hmm. I like that. What's a game you could win some money on?
In game?
Yeah.
I don't think that one exists.
All right.
Farming or mining Bitcoin. I don't know what that statement means.
Someone tried to explain. Jake tried to explain to me how Bitcoin works, and I still don't get it.
Yeah, we're not going to do that right now.
Google it.
Hey, boys.
What's up?
You guys want to do some Smegmans?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, some Smegmans. Yes.
Love to do some Smegmans.
Sean, I'd be remiss.
Sean, you like Smegmans?
We got a thumbs up.
Say yes.
No? Oh,
okay.
Wait. Sean... Took some initiative recently. Sean, what's your title now?
Cinematographer.
He is now our cinematographer.
See now.
Sean got a promotion.
See
working
now.
His working his way up to
it's
chief.
It's an unpaid title change.
Oh, I asked him
no
last
merit
weekend.
Increase.
Yeah. I asked him
market
who gave
value
him this
is
promotion
the same.
And he said I gave me this promotion.
When you don't get paid, you can say whatever job title you want.
That's
yeah.
True.
Yeah. Okay. That's not bad.
So.
That's not
we'll
bad.
Give you the title. There's no merit increase.
President that's the only I. thing we're giving him is that's the title.
President of Optics and Operations.
Exactly.
That is correct.
chief optometrist.
Guys, no, getting into some schmegments. Producer Jake, who's not that guy? Not that guy.
I'm going to go back to back as my brain. Guys, I did it again.
What happened?
Since the last episode, I once again locked myself out of my truck.
No.
Record scratch. You're probably wondering how I got here.
So I think the problem is I went from a vehicle that had the whole push to start thing where it tells you, hey, my key, your keys are in here, and it won't lock the car. Well, I don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm just leaving them there.
Oh, yeah. I do it all the
time. And then I'm locking the car with the door as I leave. And then, and honestly, both times, didn't know it was locked until I'm going back. I'm looking for my keys. Fuck. Damn. Thankfully, this time, I was just down the street from the house. So yeah. Sam was able to run over and help me out. But I also almost did it a third time.
Yeah.
Within that time frame, I was out at this like ice cream shop with my girlfriend and
sick brag.
Sick.
Yeah, girlfriend.
And I was walking away from the truck. She still had the door open and I turn around and I'm like, don't shut that door. She's like, you did it again, didn't you? I say, yup.
You didn't want to go for the hat trick?
Do you have a push start? Or push to start? Or do you need to insert the key?
I need to insert the key.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can't help you.
I'm thinking I need like one of those retractable key things, and I'll leave it on my belt loop and then just inject it in the car.
I will flame the shit out of you.
How? You're not in there when I drive.
Oh. You need the little extender.
You'll never know.
It's like a key fob, except it's just a Ford key. Daladeo. Who's not that guy? Not that guy.
Similar to Jake's car troubles, I've had some pretty sick lawnmower troubles. Not that guy's my lawnmower right now.
I thought you were going to talk about your Jeep Compass.
But no. There's a Chevy Equinox in my driveway, you asshole. I no longer have to drive that. It took a month to get that car fixed. Thank God.
It's crazy. There's no longer like a 1 foot hole in your windshield.
Did people do Jeep wave like this? Like just kind of wave? Like.
I remember. So when I drove my Wrangler as my daily, a guy told me once, he's like, man, I drive a sick Compass, it's murdered out, like when people wave they better wave, when I wave people better wave back. And I was like, on behalf of everyone else, dog, we're not waving at you. Like, no won't. One likes that car.
Yeah me too.
But yeah, my lawnmower's been fucked up, so I've had to push mow my lawn this whole time, and it's awful. It's so awful.
Brutal.
Sammy Stats.
My not that guy is myself as well.
I knew it. I was gonna say you.
Yeah, it's me, 100%. I assembled some chairs last night, and before assembling said chairs, Jake and Kayla were the audience in the living room, and I held up the instruction. I said, hey, they think it's gonna take 60 minutes to assemble these chairs. You see this shit? The over hit pretty quick.
he's like the table said it took 30 and I did it in 10, so I can only assume this chair is gonna be done in 20 minutes.
Sam, how's the bathroom?
What up, dude?
Don't worry, he's got a Bluetooth speaker in his shower.
The house has been rewritten.
It's not in the shower, it's in the lamp above the shower.
I beg your pardon.
And he's got pretty cool
speaker in and his it's lamp pretty above cool his shower.
It's pretty cute.
Hey, it's
Hey. Guys, my not that
You're
guy.
You're not invited. Whoa. To a shower party.
What's up? My not questions. That guy.
Really missing out.
Not that guy.
Longtime listener, Jose. You got
this. Oh, see, I got him.
That was a good one.
Well done.
That was a good one.
Son of a bitch.
And now moving into who can or cannot dog sit. Guys, I'm going to start.
Please do.
Who cannot dog sit for me is the Pro Football Hall of Fame, those guys.
I guess.
Whoever runs. This is a second time nomination for
Say
me.
Say it ain't so.
I'm going to do this real quick. Jeez. I'm going to do this real quick, as quick as I can. Right? I'm going to read you two stat lines, and you tell me which one's in the Hall of Fame and which one's not.
I love this game. I love this game.
I got a feeling we're going to get bamboozled. Such a good
game. Games.
Which one's Jay Cutler?
Games played. 164. Sacks, 57.5. Solo tackles, 326. Forced fumbles, 4.
So what is that? He averaged 2 tackles a game?
Just wait. Just buckle up.
Okay.
It's a D-line.
Second one. Games played, 213. So more games by about 50. Sacks, 95 sacks, solo tackles 838, yeah. Forced fumbles 13.
Person two has way more everything.
Also, more person games. Two.
You would think.
Which one's Tommy Harris?
So person one is Richard Seymour.
Seymour?
Richard Seymour is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
No way.
With 57.5 sacks, 326 solos, and 4 forced fumbles.
How many
Steve Mongo McMichael has 95 sacks, 838 solos, and 13 forced fumbles. I know that the man is on his deathbed right now.
Yeah, it's awful.
This is not the reason for the push. The push is because they are getting this wrong.
That's very
Mongo
wrong.
is a Hall of Famer and will go down as one of the greatest interior linemen.
That's embarrassing.
They have his other nickname listed as Ming the Merciless.
That was his wrestling name.
Yeah, he was a wrestler. Wrestler.
Isn't that the same guy from Flash Gordon?
I don't know.
Yo no sé.
So the Pro Football Hall of Fame is getting this.
I feel like that's happening to baseball as well, where it's now like the Hall of Very Good.
The Hall of
It's the Hall of Popular. Yeah. Hall of Popular.
It's
Hall
just
of,
a joke.
Well, see, that's the
Hall
thing.
Of Writers. It's the Hall of Writers.
I don't think Richard Seymour is more popular than Mongo McMichael.
It comes down to the voters. It's so fucking
well,
stupid.
Like Richard Seymour, he just gets to say that he was on, what, 2 or 3 championship teams? I don't know how many teams he's on New England. But anyway, that's too
bad.
Yeah, it's a great point.
They suck.
That's bad.
Oh my God.
Bad.
Ming the Merciless.
I was correct. We're going to move on.
That's
we're
awesome.
Going to move on.
What a pull.
What? Yeah, I know who you're talking
what
about.
What a grab, now. Jake, from the rafters.
Producer Jake, who can or cannot dog sit for you?
Not dog sitting for me is the White Sox training staff and every iteration of it for the past like 30 years, maybe 40 years.
My leg hurts.
So
my leg.
They obviously are bad. Everybody gets hurt on that team. But I'm gonna take a shot at a person who is no longer with the organization.
Drake LaRoche.
No. Captain, heart and soul of the team, Drake LaRoche. Miss him.
Heartbeat of the team.
Former White Sox trainer, Herm.
Don't come at Herm.
Herm Schneider.
Herm, you go somewhere else. You leave Herm alone.
Herm was the trainer for the White Sox for like 40 seasons. The dude was overweight. How would you feel as a professional athlete if you had a guy yelling at you?
You ever been to a fat doctor?
No.
Honestly, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I can tell you my PC, she's a sweet gal.
I think I would I would have the same question.
Oh yeah. My God.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a fat up? Can you wake up? Dad?
But this team has never had a good training staff. I have a solution. I have a solution.
What's your solution?
Yeah, I have a solution that
Drake LaRoche.
In one move solves two problems. It solves the injuries, and it also solves the White Sox offensive problems.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The trainer's batting lefty for you guys.
We fire the training staff. We also fire the hitting coach. And you bring in Frank Thomas and Nugenics. You solve the hitting.
It's worked for me.
You solve the health issues.
Wow. Have you seen Frank? He looks great.
In one move, World Series.
He's the guy from those Nugenics
commercials. I like it.
And while you're at it, make him head coach.
I'm pretty sure they just signed a deal with Northwestern Medicine.
That's incredible. Not a deal. Who can or cannot watch the Chief Marketing Officer, Billiam?
This week, watching Chief Marketing Officer, Billiam.
CBO.
Who already has the Billiam seal of approval.
Good boy.
Long time listener, friend of the podcast, Jose, because I think that's funny as shit. That is funny.
Dude, it was
especially
so
like give it to you on the
dude,
premise
and
of, hey,
interrupted
you want some?
Me. Interrupted a conversation. Tap me on the shoulder. Hey, bro, you want some?
It was a
well, because
did you think it was a setup?
We've all been
point?
To weddings
oh, yeah,
where
Grady
you have.
Set you up.
Oh, yeah.
We've all been to weddings where you have that 45-minute period where you can't grab a drink. So, like, you're always not jonesing, but you're always looking okay. for one. So, like, oh, yeah, dude, thank you. I love this shit.
1-800-GAMBLER.
Dale's scratching exactly. his neck a lot.
1-800-GAMBLER.
No, I've already had some beers. I'm good. I'll coast. Jose, well done. Sam.
Yeah, I'll go.
Okay. Yeah, a little miffed here.
Watching the beautiful Peyton Princess Pooper this weekend is none other than the legendary America's National Park of Speed, Road America. Woo! If you've never been there, if you've never experienced it, if you've never seen it, do yourself a favor. She's gorgeous. She's been there for years. She just got dolled up a few years ago. She looks great. It's a racetrack in the heart of Wisconsin. 4.1 miles long road course, natural road course through the woods. The Kettle Moraines.
Top speed.
Top speed. Up that straightaway, these motorcycles this weekend will hit 200 miles an hour going into turn one.
Not and your dad's
it
race.
It is sick. Plus, we ride around on golf carts doing pranks all
Sam's
weekend.
Sam's dad's race.
It's awesome. If you get a chance to go up there, I don't care what it's for, you could go ride your bicycle there. Go see that place. Go camping there. You'll love it.
Sam, in your time at Road America,
yes.
How many?
27 years there.
Golf carts have been totaled.
One that was totaled. One we got to. We were able to doll it up a little bit.
Jesus,
the reporter for the Bear, self-proclaimed reporter for the Bear Minimum podcast, his golf cart did go tumbling down the tallest hill at the racetrack.
Thank you, Fotten.
End over end. We lost the top. We lost the cart. I was cooking dinner at the campsite, and I just hear this squealing.
That's
from
my story,
coming up,
and I'm sticking to it.
Coming up the road, I look over, and this golf cart has no front axle. Both wheels are pinned straight in. One wheel is like kind of upside down, and they're driving it, and there's no top on it. It was a sight to behold. They stopped in the campsite. I said, you need to go figure this shit out. Like, get this out of here. I have the towel over my shoulder. I'm holding this stuff. I'm
do
just
not
like,
pass go. Do
I'm
not
like,
collect 200. Get the fuck
here,
to
man.
Jail.
You can't fucking eat any of this.
Oh,
you
my God.
You don't get any of this.
Fix this shit.
$3,000 later.
The spatula.
That's
like
how much
you,
they charge you guys for a new golf cart?
Yeah. They get your ass.
He's like, yeah.
They do. They be getting your ass.
I got a line on a golf cart. No guy, no.
Hey, don't roll them. Oh, yeah, it was Seth's golf cart. He wasn't even there yet.
Oh,
wow. Tough.
He was still
Seth,
in beach.
Were you going to drive this?
It was fun.
Oh, Seth.
Were you going to drive this, Seth?
Sorry, we didn't wash it. Like,
you're not anymore.
Did
it's
you get
like
a golf
Tommy
cart?
Boy.
Richard, what'd you do? It's like raining and Fotten. The golf cart's sitting there just mangled. And he's like, oh, sorry, we didn't wipe the seat off for you. Just like.
It was like in Jackass when they try to return the rental car all fucking trash. Yeah. It's like, I bought the warranty. Like, I bought the insurance.
It should be good.
Oh, yeah. Hey, there goes the fucks that rolled a golf cart down the hill.
I think that's called infamous, but
yeah.
Can move
that's
on.
The one. That's the one. Yeah. But yeah, Road America, guys. Check it out. They can watch my dog anytime as long as she's got little headphones on because it's noisy.
It's a loud one.
Little pooper.
Did everybody go?
I think so, yeah. Think
then, my friends, that is a wrap on episode 36. The Bear Minimum Podcast again on Facebook, Twitter, at the Bearman Pod. We haven't had a voicemail from you guys in a little while. If you guys are looking to do a voicemail, you can call one of us. If you're listening, you probably have our numbers. Or the easiest way, make an audio file, email it over to thebearmanpod@gmail.com. We'll play it while we record. Love to hear from you guys. Having a blast doing this. And as usual, thanks for having us back. See Red. Bear down. Love you guys.
Bears, play the outro.
Jake sucks at keys.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no
Richard Seymour.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
The boys are back.
Go ahead, get down.
Not that guy.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
How big are you on sports?
Get down, girl, go ahead.
Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but then get the hell out of the chair.
The bestest friends in the whole world.
Go Chaos. Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What?
Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude. Wow.
Football guys.
Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love celebrating.
The Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.